I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
If it's delicious and in Connecticut, they're talking about it. It's The Feed. Star 99.9.
All right, if you've been meaning to plan that ladies' night out, that girls' night with your friends or coworkers, there's some great spots to hit up here in Connecticut. And every Tuesday, talking food and drink with Alex from CT Food Girly. And Alex, there's a really fun history behind ladies' nights too, right?
Yeah, it's just something fun to do with the girls. Now, ladies' nights in restaurants and bars originated as a marketing tactic, and their roots can be traced back to a mix of social, economic, and cultural factors. And after Prohibition ended in the U.S. in 1933, the bar and the nightclub scene really boomed. Venues needed ways to differentiate themselves from each other, offering special deals for women, such as discounted drinks or no cover charges. It helped bars and restaurants draw in those female customers. And in many cases, women were seen as the less frequent patrons of the bars compared to the men. So restaurants and bars started to offer deals to encourage them to come out, spend time at their venues, which is what we still see today.
That's cool. I never knew the backstory to that. That's really interesting.
Right? I'm going to start us off in Brantford at Cafe Fiori. Every Tuesday from 3 p.m. to closing, they have a great happy hour that runs Monday to Thursday from 3 to 6 with $4 beers, $6 house wine, $6 cocktails, $8 appetizers, $2.50 per piece shellfish, which I think is a really great deal. And for appetizers, they have meatballs, arancini, clams, shrimp, fried mozzarella. Entrees, they have their famous chicken fiori, lasagna bolognese, eggplant rollatini, linguine and clams, much more. And it is a happy hour, but also called their ladies' night menu.
Nice. Gonna get that when you get out of work, you go have happy hour with your coworkers or your friends.
I love that. Next one I have is also in Brantford. It's called Mi Bella. So every Thursday for $39.95 a person, they take on your first cocktails on the house, wine or martini. You have your choice of an appetizer, fried mousse, pasta fazool, fried calamari, meatball salad. Then for their ladies' night is the entree. You can either do a sweet potato and walnut ravioli, chicken or veal parmesan, blackened salmon over a Caesar salad, shrimp fra diavolo over linguine. Then lastly, dessert for the ladies, homemade tiramisu or affogato.
That's a nice little spin that they, the first cocktails on the house. That's like a fun little angle to happy hour.
I thought so too. That was a really good marketing tactic right there. I'm going to move us now into New Haven, Il Gabbiano. Every Thursday at 4 p.m., it's a three-course menu for $38.95 per person. They do $10 martinis and specialty drinks, $8 wines. First course options, you have Capri salad, Caesar salad, eggplant rollatini, fried calamari, meatballs, fried mousse. Second course, we have their shrimp tagliatelle, pappardelle with sausage. They have gnocchis, cordon bleu. I know they have a really good chicken milanese, a pork chop siciliano, sea bass salmon. So a lot going on this three-course menu. Final course is obviously dessert, cannoli or tiramisu from Il Gabbiano.
There's something about a prefix menu that kind of puts your mind at ease, too. Like, you don't have to go through, 10 pages of menu.
Yeah, my favorite one is next. It's Encore, which used to be the old Goodfellas in New Haven. They used to have a specific day of the week for their ladies' night, but now it's turned into that prefix menu that they offer everybody and every night. And it's $45 per person. I've done this plenty of times. You have your choice of appetizer, and then the second course is either their Encore house salad or a soup, and then you're choosing your entree and dessert. I like this prefix because the appetizers and entree section is one of the most diverse in Italian foods, and there's a lot more than five things to choose from. I love their stuffed clam, mussels fra diavolo for an appetizer, entree. I'm either doing their lobster ravioli or their ahi tuna with garlic noodles. It's phenomenal. I think it's a good deal for $45 a person.
Yeah, that's great. The fra diavolo is so good. That's my favorite. If you're looking to have a fun night out with the girls, a lot of ladies' nights going on around Connecticut, and every Tuesday we talk food and drink with CT Food Girly. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. So ladies' nights getting popular here in Connecticut, Alex.
Yeah, ladies' nights, I love them.
Yeah.
I'm going to start us off with the best ladies' nights that I love in Wallingford. Now, the library, they used to do a ladies' night on Wednesdays. They now have it called their happy hour, and it runs from Tuesday to Friday, 4 to 6:30 p.m. You can eat in the loft area, the bar areas, or now the patio, which will be beautiful when the weather decides to be sunny and warm for us this spring.
It's so true. We need that temperature to get a little bit warmer.
We really do. They have a really great charcuterie and artisanal cheese board. Tuna tacos there are phenomenal. Steak crostinis, loaded nachos, crispy Brussels sprouts, and so much more at the library. Really like that ladies' night happy hour.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good one.
Next one is Ola Restaurant. It's in Orange, and also they have a restaurant in Wallingford. They have a happy hour at their bar with $8 mojitos, margaritas, and sangrias. House cocktails are also $8 as well. They have a lot of tapas to pick from, like chicken tostadas, full pork sliders, bruschetta, fried pork belly with guac, nachos with pork or chicken, and their famous Ola chicken wings, too. I really think that's a good deal with those margaritas. $8?
Yeah, I've been there a few times. It's good. It's because it's not your traditional, just straight up Mexican food. They have a good combination on the menu.
I love that. Fried pork belly sounds really good at the tapas. Next one I have is in Milford. It's Bin 100. They run a great 3-course prefix dinner menu every Tuesday through Thursday, also on Sundays as well. It's $38 per person. First course is either soup or salad. Next, you're choosing your entree. Rolled chicken, bolognese, rigatoni vodka, beef bajol, there's pork osambuco, gnocchi, so much more. And obviously, you're going to finish it off with dessert. They have churros, cheesecake, carrot cake, warm apple raisin crisp, creme brulee, and more. So a lot to pick from for Bin 100's prefix menu.
Nice. You don't see churros that often on menus. That's fun.
No. Right? And for $38 a person, that's not bad.
Yeah, definitely.
My last one's in Stratford. It's called The Pregame. They have a happy hour Monday to Friday, 3 to 7, which I think is one of the longer happy hours I've seen lately, to go till 7 p.m.
That's a very happy hour until 7.
And they also do 12 wings for $12 on Wednesday, which I definitely need to get my butt to. They offer a bunch of different flavors for that. And then their ladies' nights are actually every Friday. And for the ladies' nights, they bring in the DJ, $8 margaritas, $10 lemon drop shots, and $6 well shots, too. So Pregame at Stratford seems like the pace to be on a Friday night.
Yeah, there you go. You bring the ladies, bring your friends, everyone going. Yeah, that's it. And the happy hour going until 7. That's good for after work, too.
Yeah, that's a dangerous combination.
All right, awesome. Have fun out there, ladies, at all these places. CT Food Girly, follow her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Kevin.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.